Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I would like for you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And I want you to start writing down all this stuff and cause you to be in between the in-betweens, because the Lord was dealing with me over the weekend. And in the midst of it, he woke me up early this morning. And then he just started talking to me about us being in bondage. He lets me know that we in bondage within our own selves. Why do you say that we are in bondage within our own self? Because sometimes something may happen or we may experience something, and it may cause us not to be able to pray. It may cause us not to be able to praise. It may cause us not to be able to give God thanks. It may cause us to go into a place of anger. It'll cause us to go into a place of rage. It'll cause us to go into a place of feeling as if that we have to separate ourselves from people. It may cause us to go into a place of even degrading and belittling our own selves. We go into a place of bondage within because of the very things that we do not let go. It's hard to let go of some stuff. It's hard to stop thinking about some stuff. It's hard to forgive for some things. It's hard for us to let go of a whole bunch of old stuff. But in the midst of us trying to let go of some of this old stuff, it takes us in a place of being yoked up. We be yoked up because it's hard for us to get past some things, especially when we think and believe a thing was said or done, or even we was defrauded concerning some stuff. It's hard for us. So we cause ourselves to go into bondage. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens, y'all. It's a whole bunch of stuff that we have not even addressed. We have not faced. We have not acknowledged. We have not simply released. We ain't released it. It's hard for us to be able to concentrate on the thing that we need to concentrate on, and that's God. And that's just real talk. Y'all know I got to keep it real. For real, for real. Ain't none of us obtained or got to that point or to that place that we feel like we have perfected this certain thing. Because if we did, the Bible would not have declared that that thing that concerns you, he gonna perfect it. So in order for it to get perfected, that means you're gonna keep going through some stuff. It means you're gonna keep experiencing some stuff. And baby, talk about the weariness in the midst of it. Being faint. Being tired. Don't want to hear the lies no more. Tired of looking at the fake folk. Tired of dealing with the foolishness and the confusion. It just be too much. And so we put ourselves in bondage. How? Right up in here. Because we can't stop thinking about it. It is not just a passing thought. It become our only thought. Because we're trying to figure it out. We try to get it right and make it happen. Because if we don't, who else gonna do it? Ain't that what we say? I gotta make it happen, baby. I mean, and that's just real talk. So I want y'all to start writing down all these things. Because today, we want to embrace the new and release the old, bringing about that change. That's what we want to do. Because we will not be able to change. First of all, I'm going to be able to change my attitude if that same thing that I keep going through and experiencing caused me to get the attitude. So how am I going to change my attitude about it? I gotta let it go. I got to release it. See, because of some things that you cannot... Wait a minute, hold on. I'm going to say this before I say that. You can't change folk. You can't make folk act right, treat you right, stop lying to you, or being the right person that you think that they should be, or how about this, or that you know they can be. Because we, as all people, we give folk the benefit of the doubt, even in spite of the spite. Even in spite of the spite, we give people the benefit of the doubt. We look at folk and we say, okay, you know what? I see they just hurt, so they don't know how to accept it, so they only giving me what they got. So in giving people that benefit of the doubt, it still causes us to turn a deaf ear sometime, and we want to close or shut down. Why? Because you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm saying these things today because we want to embrace the new and release the old, that the change can take place. We can't change within our mind because there's so much bitterness in our heart from what? That experience that we ain't released yet. Because sometimes it's hard. I done gave y'all so many examples. Oh, well, I experienced my own self, and I know it's hard. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes we got to exhale, baby. And exhaling, it is a form of releasing. But then it comes right back. I'm going to read. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to show y'all. It ain't easy, but it is doable. It is doable. Father God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this place. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, and your hope on today, God. Let your will, your purpose, and your plan be done within our lives, Lord. Because it's a lot of us, Lord, that's holding on to some things that we need to release, God. We have not addressed this stuff. We have not let go of this stuff. So, Lord, as your word go forward on today, God, I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will open up our hearts that we may be able to accept some things, God, because it stings so bad. I'm asking you to give us a heart to accept some things, God, because it digs so deep. I'm asking you to give us a heart of acceptance on today, God, that we could give them a benefit of a doubt in spite of the spite. Oh, God, I'm asking you to help us on today, Father God, as we write these things down, as we release these things, as we let these things go, because we don't want to be yoked up. We don't want to put a noose around our own necks, God, but we want to be released. We want to be free, and we want to be whole. So we crying out for help right now, God. Before we go any further, higher locals. Before we go any further, God, we crying out to you right now. That we can empty out ourselves, that we can release all these things as we write them down, as we cry out every tear we shed, every word we speak, we giving it to you right now, God, that we can make some room for your word, that we can make some room for your spirit, that we can make some room simply for you. Oh God. We don't want to stay in that place of bondage. Oh, mama, oh God, we release it right now. Come on, give it to him. We want to write down all this stuff. We want to let go of all this stuff because we holding all this stuff down in the inside until we do not even recognize that it has put us in a place of bondage. We are yoked up. What do that mean? That means that we are joined and linked to that thing. How can we say we joined and linked to it? Because it's a strain on our brain. We get discombobulated at a word or in a conversation if we hear a name or even if we see something. We get all messed up. So help us today. I want y'all to put that stuff on the altar. I don't want you to write it down and hold it in your hand. I don't want you to put it on the seat next to you. I don't want you to put it in your purse and wait for altar call. Because it may be some other stuff that you need to write down way before we do altar call. So the stuff, before we go even further, I want y'all to come put that stuff on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. We hold on to too much. The name of the sermon today is embracing the new and releasing the old, the change. The change. Embracing the new and releasing the old. How can we release all this old stuff? We think God just talking about stuff from the past that we experienced, but he talking about us in general. What do you mean by that, Lord? He's talking about our attitudes. Release that old attitude. Release that old perspective. Release that old reaction or action. Release that quick temper. Release pointing the finger and wagging the head. Release being so opinionistic. Because we all got opinions. That's the old way that puts us in a place of anger. Release that unforgiveness when we thought we forgave. See, you can think you forgave somebody, but then when you see them or hear their name or something else come up, it shakes you. The Lord said, don't shake them, it rattle them. We be rattled, baby. Girl, well, I saw rattles. We be rattled. It rattles us in the inside. Because we won't simply just release. And how easy is that? I want everybody to come up here, and I just want to anoint you guys just right quick before we go any further. On my tongue and burn up any and everything that's not like you, God, that everything that I speak will simply be the oracles of you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my God, my Redeemer. Lord, let your glory train be in this place on today, God, that I may decrease, that you may increase. And cap your angels in here, east, west, north, and south, from the roof to the very foundation around the entire perimeter. Clothe your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with your love. Endow them with your spirit. Yeah. Even now, God, in your son Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Because I want to get to the word real quick. Oh, my nanne loco shanne de la casilla. Oh, baba she de loco sana. The name of the sermon today is embracing the new and releasing the old. And it's a calling, and it is the change. It's hard for us to change our way. Because let me tell you something. We always protect ourselves. Or we think we got to protect ourselves. We got to guard our hearts. And then we put up a shield. And we put up a barrier. And we build a fortress brick by brick. Mortar by mortar, baby. Because guess what? We're not going to let certain people in. And then if we let them in. Let me say this again. I'm going to repeat that again. Sometimes we think and believe that we got to protect ourselves or guard our heart. So we do not just put a shield around ourselves, but we build a fortress brick by brick, mortar by mortar. What is the bricks and what is the mortar? It's every experience, every hurt, every pain, every tear, everything that's hard for us to get back, get past, or get through. See, these are all the things that we build ourselves with. And it's hard for somebody to come and kick it down because we got it still buried. They may be able to kick that brick, baby, but they ain't coming through that steel. It gives us a hard heart. It gives us a hard heart. And even in spite of the spite, we say we forgive, and then something else happened. And guess what? We put another brick up there and laying that mortar on. Then we see something else. We put another brick up there. Then we lay in that mortar. It's hard for us to embrace the new when that person says, I'm going to show you I'm going to change. Oh, you can't see that change? Because they try to convince you. I know you see I've changed. Well, why you still young? I know you see I've changed. Well, why you so mad? Why you got to tell me you changed when I should be able to see the change? You ain't got to convince me that you want me to believe. You got to convince yourself so that you can try to believe that you change when in actuality you haven't. Why? Because I haven't embraced the new. Why come I ain't embraced the new? Because it is right here. Our thought process. Our actions. Our reactions. And the things that we think and we believe. Y'all do know that we can conjure up our own scenarios and stuff. The way that things happen and the way that things... You could get a doggone phone call, and in that phone call, it could be two, maybe three words that is said in one sentence that'll rattle you. He didn't say shake you. He say rattle. It'll rattle you. Put your panties in a bunch. You'll be walking around digging. Trying to make sure that you ain't in a place of what? Discomfort. Because when your panties get in a place, they're not uncomfortable. It's not. And in the midst of you digging, what is you digging? You digging and you conjuring up some stuff. I'm just saying. I promise y'all I ain't trying to. I'm just telling y'all. These are the examples he's giving me. I got to give y'all what he's showing me so that we all can be able to relate and embrace even the very children. Because when we get our panties in a bunch, we be in a place of discomfort. And it's uncomfortable. And so we get to dig. So in your real life, you get in a place of discomfort, you get to dig. And you get to looking. And you get to searching. And you get to trying to find out some stuff. And you get to going over and retracking. And then the light bulb goes off. And once that light bulb goes off, it ain't nothing that nobody could tell you because I got it and this is my story and I ain't changing it because your story is a lie and it could very well be a truth. But because of that experience from what? The past, then it's hard for me to get past that. And now you trying to convince me that I don't believe you. You a liar and a truth ain't in you. And that's what? Because of your track record. And that track record will put us in a place of being yoked up. How How can I get yoked up because of that track record? Because you joined to it. You connected to it. You linked in. Ain't that a social media thing, LinkedIn? You linked in. You entangled and you tied up with it. How? That thought. You can be to cut that person off, but that thought still got you linked in. It still got you yoked up. It still got you in a place of anger and malice and revenge and ooh, if I see them, it got us in that place. It got us in that place because of what? Because I ain't released it yet. I ain't released it yet. It could be from your childhood in school. Baby, you could be traumatized from being bullied. And you ain't released it yet. So as you got older, because you experienced that bullying in school, now you got an S on your chest and think that you got to defend yourself in any and everything, and it could just be a conversation. You got to defend yourself. Because of that, you still linked in. You still holding on to the hole. You said it could be a word. Let me give you an example. You could be caught in a lie about something. And so in the midst of being caught in a lie about something, that person be like, you just a liar. And then so time could go on. It could be days, weeks, years, months. Time goes on. Okay? Now, you ain't seen that person in years or whatever, but somebody else come in your life. And in the midst of they coming in your life, they caught you in a lie. And they tell you the same thing. You a liar. And the truth in it gonna rattle you. I'm not lying. And so that anger and that rage. How about, let's talk about relationships right quick. It could be a friendship, a relationship, a love ship, a ship, any kind of ship, just ships. Let's talk about ships. Because they coming and going. Ships be on the water and they be in storms, or either they could be in still waters. It could be in peace or it could be in chaos. Okay, so let's talk about the ships. In the midst of you being in this ship, that loyalty was damaged. Or that respect became disrespect. That trust became suspect. I mean, in the midst of that, what happens next? Because of what you have proven to me and I visibly saw, how can you make up for that? How can you make up for that? So every time a situation or a circumstance occur, I'm backtracking. I'm going to say it again because of your track record. So in the midst of me experiencing this over and over again, why you discombobulated if it's not true? Why you angry if you changed? What? Let me prove it. I'm just going to stop that. Let's go to the book. I'm going to prove it. Embracing the new and releasing the old. We got to let some things go, y'all. This gentleman I was dating, I think I was in my 30s. I want to say my late 30s. In the midst of it, him and his ex-wife, you know, as they had went through whatever they had went through or whatever, you know, I was telling him, you know, my goals in life. And my goal in life was to not have sex out of wedlock. And so as he opened up to me and started talking to me about some things and telling me some things, he said, you know, every time I think about marriage, I get a sour taste in my mouth. He said, I get a sour taste in my mouth because of what I experienced and what I went through. And I said, well, why you won't let that go? I said, because you can't, you will never have a successful relationship holding on to some things that you experienced from somebody else. And then you are, and I got to say this, looking for the signs in the next. Because we look for the signs. I'm going to raise my hand. I guess I'm by myself. We looking for the signs. So, what do y'all, I always use myself as an example because I want y'all to know these is real stories. I don't make this stuff up. I can't make this stuff up. So, in the midst of him telling me that, I understood because I had to get through that place. Why you say that? Let me give y'all an example. I used to always say, why do I always attract men that is physically abusive to me? Why do they want to beat me up? So I started listening to what I was told the reason why in the midst of me going through. Sometimes you just got to be quiet and just let them say or do whatever they're going to do, and then they won't do this to you. But then when I did be quiet, the same thing still happened. It didn't matter. So, you know, all the different scenarios that I could come up with and that I was told to help the matter, they never helped. So, in the midst of it, I say, okay, I'm talking about Yvette and my way of thinking. I'll get in another relationship. Now, mind you, all these relationships was 7 years or longer. Okay? So, I ain't gonna tell y'all what I ask myself now, but let's still talk about the old. In the midst of me thinking in that way, it caused me to listen, what a man thinketh, so shall he be, the scripture. It caused me to react in a way that it was not me attracting, but it was me accepting. So, it wasn't that I looked for the signs because I know them. It was just that because I believed the words that were said to me or what I had conjured up in my life, that I put a noose around my own neck. I yoked myself up. It wasn't that individual. It wasn't the person or the experience, but it was me. Why? Because I was linked in. So even after the separation or the, you know, I went my way, they went their way or whatever, I still was linked in my mind. That my heart could not accept anything but what I was familiar. Because it was several. Let me say this. Okay. It was several opportunities and others that could have showed me totally different. But I did not know how to accept that because I was so used to receiving the familiar.
Come on, God.
So it was hard for me to walk away from, not that person, not that situation, not that, hard for me to walk away from me.
Yes.
Why? Because ain't nobody gonna change me. I'm grown and I can do what I want to do, and this is just me. They accept me just for who I am, or they could, they, no. Don't nobody want you like that. Let's talk about it then. So, in the midst of him conversating with me and we talking, I started to minister to him to let him know about the brick and the mortar. See, sometimes we gotta bulldoze our way through some stuff. If we don't bulldoze our way through some stuff, how's we even gonna get through it? You can't get through it if you don't pray. Okay, let's go to the book. I think I done preached my whole sermon. Let's go to the book.
That's okay.
To embrace is to receive or accept readily or gladly. You gladly accept that foolishness from that person, whether it's a man, woman, boy, child, your boss or whatever. You gladly accept it and you embrace it. How do you embrace it? Because you hold on to it and you don't let it go. How do you embrace it? To take in or include as a part, item, or element of a more inclusive whole. We allow it to format us. We do. To embrace it is to take for one's own use as if something originated from the other. Did y'all hear that? To embrace is to take for one's own use as if something originated from the other. So you're going to take that thing that you experienced and you're going to use it for what you think is good or what you think is best for you that originated from something else. It's going to cause you to be alone and depressed. Keep it pressing the old if you want to. The new is having recently come into existence. The new is being other than the former things. It ain't nothing that is old. Your attitude, your thoughts, your perspective, your it ain't got anything to do with that. It's made or become fresh. New is something that is made or become fresh. Do you have fresh thoughts or new thoughts? Stop thinking on that also. Let me tell you something. Don't be in between and in betwixt that is keeping you in a place of being, say, LinkedIn. I don't want to be linked into nothing but God. Last week he had me preach a sermon. Have you accepted the truth? We got to accept the truth in order to embrace the no.
Yes, Lord.
How do you accept the truth about you? Simply about, it ain't about nobody else. You. What is new? Taking the place of one that came before, not known or experienced before. What did I just sit up here and tell y'all? I could not receive that person that could or would love me the way that I desired them to, because I was still embracing the old that had blinded me from seeing afar. Wait, can we see, baby? You can. We blind. We blind from sin. Why? Because we got that garden. We got that shit. We forfeit and sabotage our own selves, y'all. And that's just the truth. I dare not lie. Did I say I'm talking from experience? I'm talking from experience of how he allowed me to be liberated in the knowledge of the truth. It's just the truth. Me, I cannot have peace within my own self if I'm angry because you angry. I cannot have peace within myself If you antagonizing or being so mean and evil and wicked unto me, or you keep saying the same old thing and keep doing the same old stuff, I can't have no peace in me if it becomes a strain in my brain. Where's my peace? Because I don't know why they keep doing me like this. I don't know why they keep acting like, I don't know why they always say this to me. Say what you want to say about me. You can even say what you want to say to me. It's okay, because guess what? I'm a smile. Because I'm at peace. Why you ain't? Why you not at peace in a conversation? Why you get so rattled when a word is spoken or a thing is said or something is brought to your memories? Because when something comes to your memories, the rattling, the panties in the bunch, the limp, the crook, the discombobulated, baby, let me tell you something. You get your tongue get the bleeding. Why? Because you biting a hole in it to keep from speaking some things. So, we all be walking around. Baby, it be hard not to be you when you trying to change. Because the enemy is going to bring something, a circumstance, a situation, or a person to provoke you so that they can go and to stand before God. Look, this is the devil. Look, I told you they ain't changed. Look at them. Look at how they acting. Then, baby, he'll come to you when you doing good, baby. You on the right road. You going down that narrow road. Then the devil will come and then he'll say something from your past or allow somebody to say a word or have a conversation or say something. Baby, it'll rattle you and get you into a place until you say, you know what, I ain't walking with him no more. I'm going to stand right here. Then we get stuck because we ain't accept the truth. Why? Why you intercept the truth? You have not accepted the truth because you don't believe that word right there. I'm finna prove it to you. Come on, you guys. What do release mean? To set free from restraint, confinement, or servitude. What are you allowing yourself to serve? Are you serving that anger? Then you intercept the truth, because the Bible says don't be so quick to anger. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing a few things out there from last week. Just so that we may be able to understand. To release is to let go of. It's to relieve from something that confines, burdens, or oppress you. Why we allow things to oppress us? We get so oppressed, baby, until what I say this morning. We can't pray. We can't sing. We can't, and we sure ain't smiling, and all the time we crying in the inside. And we trying to get revenge, release, to relieve or deliver from sorrow, suffering, or from our troubles. Why? Because he said, let not your heart be troubled. So have you accepted the truth? He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. What do he mean by that? I said that I'm sending my son down here, and by his stripes you heal. So have you accepted that healing? Now that could be physically, naturally, emotionally. Have you accepted? You ain't accepted it. Why? Because you still allowing that pain and that hurt and that sorrow to oppress you. You ain't embracing the new. I'm approving. What is the old? It's dating from the remote past, persistent from an earlier time, no longer in use, and haven't been such as some previous time. Let's go to Colossians, y'all. Chapter 3. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Embracing the new and releasing the old. And then there's a colon, the change. But now, I'm going to start in verse 8. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8. But now, he's talking about right now. Ye also put off all these, what? Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Let's stop right there. What is anger? It's a strong feeling of displeasure and usually of antagonism. How many times you have antagonized folk because you mad? A whole lot, ain't it? A threatening or violent appearance or state. An intense emotional state of displeasure with someone or something. Anger will cause you to get violent, baby. You could get so mad at somebody, baby, you're going to raise your voice. You're going to yell. You're going to try to lay hands and they ain't holding. I'm just saying. Anger is going to cause you to separate yourself and divide yourself or even go and vent to somebody else. And then now what you're doing? Talking about folk. Anger will direct you into a place where it's hard to come back from. Why? Because it turns into wrath. That's the next word. What is wrath? It's strong, vengeful anger or indignation. What is indignation? Anger aroused by something unjust, unworthy, or mean. Indignation runs deep, baby. Indignation is something that will take you to a place. And wrath is a divine chastisement. It's suffering, loss, or hardship imposed in response to a crime or an offense. But we don't want that either, do we? Anger will cause you to go into a place of wrath, which leads to the next word, which is malice. It's a desire, listen to this, to cause pain, injury or distress to another for the satisfaction of doing harm. That's that get back. That's that revenge. That's that, oh, you think you're getting away with that? Oh, I know just what to do to get that joker back. That's that malice. And so it leads us to doing the next thing. Disrespecting God. Blasphemy. Not allowing his word to become life, that we will change or even walk away from that very thing that has put us in that place. Let's start from the top. Colossians 3, verse 8. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. That's that venting. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. What is deeds? Your actions or your reactions? That's what it is. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him that created him. In other words, God has brought you to the truth. So you are knowledgeable of it. And what is knowledge? I understand. I accept, and I have a good idea what he's talking about. So in you knowing these things, why are we still embracing the old? Why are we still acting ugly? I was going to say the word. He said, no, they ain't acting ugly. Why are we still acting ugly? Why are we still allowing filthy communication to come up out of our mouths? Why? Because it ain't easy. Did I say it wasn't easy? Let's go to Philippians. I'm going to show you. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 13. Now, in the midst of me telling you guys these things, you would think and believe, oh, she got it. She know, she not, because don't know one person know it all. And don't nobody, not no individual in this whole world, not even me, cannot say that we have not been provoked or got to that point or to that place that we don't fall back into what? Anger. Wrath. So let me prove it. Philippians chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 10. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended. Me. What is apprehended? To grasp with the understanding and recognizing the meaning of. To have a clear idea of. Listen. I'm not acting as if I done overcame that thing and I do not get provoked. I do not get tempted. I do not. Yes, I do. I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about nobody else because everybody is perfect. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Baby, sometimes you got to let go. What's the name of the sermon again? Embracing the new and releasing the old. Sometimes you got to let go of some things. Why? By forgetting it. Now listen to this. This proves right here what I just said to y'all. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as many as be perfect. It's not saying that we are all perfect, but we are striving to perfection. Be thus minded. And if anything, in other words, allow this to come back to your mind before you be so quick to anger. Allow the word of God to come back to your mind before you want to get revenge and want to hurt somebody intentionally. Allow his word to come back to your mind when he say be kind. Or even when you thinking of bad stuff. Don't be linked to them old thoughts. Oh, I ain't good enough. Or don't nobody want me. Or ain't nobody gonna love me. Stop linking yourself with that old stuff that you think. Or, okay, Lord, forgive me. Or that you thought. Because it's bad sins. He's saying, it ain't what they think, it's what they thought. And listen to this. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. So in other words, did y'all just hear what they're saying? Do not continue to allow yourself to think on the thoughts of the old. And if by chance you do, God is going to bring to your remembrance, oh, I forgave you for that thing, so you ain't got to be guilty no more. Oh, I changed you from being like that, so you won't be so quick to react. Or that, see, we still got that hope and confidence in him that we ain't got to be, say, LinkedIn. I'm not LinkedIn no more. I'm not going to be LinkedIn no more. I'm not going to be LinkedIn to that thing that causes me to put a noose around my own neck and hang myself. I ain't trying to commit suicide, baby. I want my abundance of life. I want my stuff. You see what I'm saying? We do not want to allow ourselves to be linked in into that thing that the doctor said, oh, I ain't going to be healed. Oh, they'll never. I'm not linked into that because by his stripes I'm healed. You said that when yesterday, today I got life. Yesterday you said I was going to die. Today I'm living. So it was old. It's anything that happened yesterday is old, y'all. Did y'all know that was the past? It don't exist no more. You can't get a do-over. And guess what? You can't change that, but you can change you. You could change you. You could change your thought. You could change your perspective. You could change your reaction and your actions. You can change you. But can you get you right? No. You can change you. And God will impute his righteousness in you that you can do right, but you can't get it right. Okay, it's a difference. I'm gonna repeat that again. You cannot change yourself to make yourself right, but you can change your actions and your reactions that you can do right, and God will impute right.
Yes, Lord.
And they, I just read that. He will bring it back to your memories. That you ain't got to walk around and feel guilty for something that you did. Feeling ashamed for something that you did. Being embarrassed for something. And then so when these things are brought back up or even talked about, you're not ashamed of it no more. And you don't feel guilty, which will cause you to be oppressed. You go into a place of oppression, depression, sadness. You know what? They always bringing that up. No. God is trying to perfect that guilt you got in the inside of you. God is trying to perfect that thing that's causing you to be ashamed of. Because I keep telling y'all this. When we as people get to a place or to a point that we can confess or acknowledge stuff without any shame, fear, or embarrassment, you well on your way to deliverance, baby.
Yes, Lord.
Because guess what? He has brought you to a place of understanding where I just read it. And you got more knowledge now. You got more knowledge in that thing where you ain't going to be in bondage. We don't want to be in bondage. We don't want to be in bondage. But this is what we do. This is what he said. This is what he said to me. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 1. I'm just going to read that one verse. Because it's so easy for us to fall back victim to the old. It's so easy for us to start acting our old selves. Especially in conversation. Especially, let me tell you something. When God has freed you and you have released these things, meaning you casting all your cares on him because he cared for you. Or you're not letting your heart be troubled because you believe God. Or you're allowing yourself to let go of all this stuff, the people, the folk, and the foolishness. Or when you are allowing yourself to continue to step forward and move past. Then, and only then, will you be unchained. We cannot let, see, I'm going to say this one more time. Nobody else have to do anything to me, you, him, her, they, will, us. Because we do it to ourselves. We do it to ourselves because of what we thought, which triggers what we think. I'm going to say that one more time. We sabotage our own liberty, which is freedom, by our old thoughts. Let me give you an example. Somebody come up to you. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened. And I'm so sorry. You break out and say, oh, people always do that to me. That always happened to me. It ain't nothing new. Why are you still there? Instead of embracing the old. Because you just embraced it. I'm going to start off. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Well, it always happened to me. People always using me. People always doing this. People always. Your thoughts from your past experiences has caused you to be stuck there. I'm going to say it again. But I'm going this time. It's a lot of times in our lives that we have a tendency of not being able to get past the past. Because when you try to get past the past, somebody's going to come and make you remember. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I say that, girl. They want you to remember. What is remember? They want you to bump to the member. I'm not a member of that bump. Okay. Remember. The only thing that I remember is God brought me through and I'm out of it. That's the only thing I remember. If I sit up here and I tell you something that happened to me, I'm not telling you for to have no pity and no and get to praying for me and get to know. No, I'm telling you so that you can rejoice with me because guess what? That too has passed. I'm telling you to let you know that you can be encouraged too. Just like David. The Bible says he had to encourage himself. Why? Because everybody was coming up against him and he had nobody. Baby, he was in a dark place. Where? In a cave. Not only was he in a cave in a dark place and did not have no light. Baby, he was in a dark place in his mind because he's still trying to figure out why the man that said they love me like a child trying to kill me now. He had to encourage himself. And even in spite of the spite, God gave that man over in his hand. And the Bible says that David said, let me show you something. I could have killed you, but I didn't. I didn't exact my revenge on you. Because I know who you are. See, some people don't know who you are, so they can't respect you.
Come on.
Okay, let me say this. Some people don't know whose you are, so they can't respect you. Did y'all hear what I said? It's a lot of times that we as people have a tendency in our mind and even in our thoughts that causes our heart to become hard, and we get so linked in that we cannot unyoke ourselves. Why? Because of the entanglement. Let me prove it. Let me prove it. Galatians 5, chapter 1. Stand fast. That's what I just was telling y'all. It don't matter what a person say about you or how they say about you. You ain't changed. I know how you is. You such and such and such and such and such. And so they're going to try to bring up the stuff so that you can remember. But that's not the bump. And you're not a member of that category no more. But I remember that I was mean and evil. I remember that I stayed in jail, baby. I remember I was a dope fiend, a prostitute. I remember I was a liar and a deceiver. I remember, but what I remember is how I got through it. See, what you remember is only a reflection of you.
Yes, come on. Yes, Lord.
Because if you say that you have entered into the old, you don't but remember. Because that ain't a bump that you're a member of. Because you didn't overcame it. You did not conquer it, but he said you are more than a conqueror. So, I remember that I was a wretched dude. And that he saved me. He saved me from me. He saved me from the lie that I perceived in my vision. That I heard in my hearing. That I lived in my life. That's what he did for me. I don't know about nobody else. I'm talking about even. See, I remember how I had to stand in the midst of the adversities. In the midst of the name calling. And I remember who you are. I remember I had to stand. See, I ain't have to tell nobody I changed, baby. But they saw the change. Because if they didn't, they would have heard my mouth. But instead, they heard not a mumbling word. See, that's that image. That's the image of Christ. I just read that stuff. See, a person can come to you with your past. Is it not that person? It's the spirit that dwells inside of them. And we know the spirit is the devil. And the devil don't know nothing new because he's ancient. He don't know anything new because he cannot see your future. So he's going to keep presenting you with your past. He's God's flunky. He can't do anything to you without permission. So I'm going to ask you this. Why are you scared? What you scared? You ain't got to be scared. Because he didn't say it. Have you accepted the truth? He said, fear not. And neither be dismayed. So in other words, don't be deceived by what you see and what you hear. Because everything that you see and you hear is not really what it pertains to be. Why? Because I'm pressing towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I want that prize, baby. I want all my stuff. I want all my stuff. These are the tools that we can use to activate the embracing of the new, that the old can't rattle you. It won't rattle you even if you look back at it. If you look back at it, you're going to start shouting, whoa, look how he saved me. Whoa. Baby, when the Lord saved me, guess what he told me? He said, I saved you in a nick of time. Right when it was time. Not before. See, he had to get me in a place that I would not be entangled again with that bondage Let me read that scripture, because I done start preaching it already. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, which is freedom, within Christ, have made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What is entangled? To involve in a perplexing or troublesome situation. It's to make complicated. It's to twist something into a usually confused mass. Don't entangle yourself with them thoughts no more. Even in spite of the spite. Yes. Okay. Don't entangle. Because people do stuff spitefully. Yes. They do stuff intentionally. Mm-hmm. People do things, baby, to try to provoke you to be mad and angry. Mm-hmm. You can tell a person, I'm going to call you later. Let's talk about this later. Let's, or whatever. And a person will keep up. Baby, they'll start texting you. You say, you know what? They're going to make me block them. I done already said it. See, because they already angry and you trying to prevent yourself from getting angry. And so in the midst, so you got to address that thing at another day. It does not mean that you push it under the rug and avoid it, but you have to address it. But you want to be in a place of stability. And the Bible says be of a sober mind. It does not mean that you was drinking and you high, but you got to have some stability right here before you go and get in entangled with that bondage, baby. I don't want to get back entangled with that stuff that you already have knowledge of, that the Lord done told you, that you done read and you done know and he done delivered you from. But you want to keep going back to the familiar and putting yourself in that place. You be entangled. You stay in bondage. Stop trying to have that ball and chain on my leg. I'm free, baby. I'm walking in the liberty of it in my mind. So therefore, if I see a thing, I'm not going to talk about it or have an opinion. I'm going to pray about it and pray you pray for you.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. I'm just saying.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I'm just saying. Yes. We're not going to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I'm not going to be entangled with that. Well, what did you do or what did I ever do? I don't give a rest of what you did or how you did it. I done forgave you for that thing. I done got past it. And if you ain't, I'm going to pray with you that you do. But until you do, don't try to take. Well, I decline the invitation.
Okay. Come on.
Baby, I decline the invitation. I'm not fit to entertain it. And you know what? I can't have no company. Did you hear what I say? You is not fit to come into my territory and cause chaos. You was not, because you mad. You want me to be mad. But you're going to keep, baby, if you keep kicking the dog, he going to bite you. So I'm not going to let you keep kicking me. I'm going to close my door and you kick the door. Now, I done told you can't kick it down because it's a steel door. So don't hurt yourself while you trying to hurt me. Don't hurt yourself while you trying to hurt me.
Woo! Jesus. Okay, Lord, come through, Lord.
I'm just saying, we embracing the new and releasing the old, that change may come in our mind. I'm not going to keep embracing that thing that's causing me to be discombobulated or causing me to be angry. Because if I'm angry, it's going to cause me to go into that place of malice. And then I'm going to intentionally get you back. So I'm not, I'm releasing it. Come on, yellow sheets of paper and red pens. We want to release any and everything that's causing us to be yoked up. We do not want to keep committing suicide over and over again. We put a noose around our own necks. I'm embracing my freedom and my liberty in God today. And I'm going to stand fast. It don't matter how many people come up against me. It don't matter what they say. They talk. Baby, keep on talking about me behind my back. You ain't doing nothing but introducing me.
Okay.
So when I do come, they're going to say, well, what's your name? My name is Yvette. Oh, I heard about you. You did?
Yeah, introduced me.
So I ain't even got to introduce myself. You already done gave me a standing ovation.
Come on. Thank you for my
Even before I walk up in there, that's her right there. Okay. That's her right. And then I'm walking in. Baby, I walk up to my enemy and I be like, hey, how you doing, baby? I sure been praying for you. And they think that I'm playing. They think, oh, she's so fat. Mm-mm. You better watch what you think. In bondage. Sitting in bondage in their own mind about me when I ain't even did nothing. I ain't did nothing but love on you. But you couldn't accept it because of that brick and that mortar. That fortress. That thing you built around yourself. So you cannot accept the love because you never was able to receive the love. And the love that you did receive, you were so familiar with it until you think that the true love is against you.
Come on. Mm.
Yoked up in the mind, baby. It's right here. That's why he had me to anoint on.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
It ain't nothing nobody else is doing this. We doing it to ourselves within, y'all. And then what he had me to preach this is the first sermon, accept the unacceptable. Then the next sermon was forgive the unforgivable. And then the next sermon was have you accepted the truth. Now is embrace the new and release the old. The change. Because until we go through the process, the processing can't take place for the product to become whole. I'm going to say that again. I'm the potter, Lord. Or I'm the clay. Which one? See, because in being the potter, then you're going to do you. But being the clay, see, being a potter, I'm grown and I can do what I want to do and I ain't going to change and this, that, they better accept me for what I, that's you being a potter and that's why you messed up and yoked up. We don't want to press, we don't want to pray, we don't want to fast, because some of this stuff that is hard for us not to do or some of the stuff that is hard for us to accept, we have to fast and pray. Because the Bible say these things, some of these things don't come out but through fasting and prayer. And what is that? The spirits. These are all spirits, y'all. And it is a such thing as transferring the spirits. You could be around a person and then they all sad and such, 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 and you wonder why. Then you leave, you don't encourage them, and then you get them, you wonder, why are you sad? Because you ain't bad and rebuke that transferring the spirit. A person could be mad and angry and you could be in their midst. Next thing you know, you mad and angry. And don't even know why. Baby, you can have a dream and wake up mad. You wonder why you even dream that. What was your conversation, your thought, or what you looked at before you went to bed? What you heard? What? I'm just saying. I'm embracing the new. And releasing the old. Them old ties and them soul ties, them generational curses. Y'all know generational curses are ancient and old. Mm-hmm. The doctor, I went to the doctor, and the doctor, this was a while ago, years ago. The doctor said, oh, you got high blood pressure, your pressure. Yeah. Now the Lord had already done told me that I had a stroke and I was paralyzed from my neck all the way down. I was all twisted up, face sagging. It was just a mess for me. And so in the midst of it, they had made me take 8 different pills 3 times a day. And plus I had to give myself a shot, or somebody else did. A Lovenox, which is a blood thinner. Because they did not even know why I had a stroke, because I ain't had no blood clots, I didn't have no aneurysm. I'm just saying, say for the glory of God. For the glory of God. So in the midst of it, you know, I done told y'all this testimony before, but to make a long story short, now the Lord told me then, he said, do you trust me? I said, yeah, I trust you. He said, if you trust me, take every pill you got and go throw it in the garbage. I said, okay, Lord, I didn't throw it in my garbage in the kitchen. I ain't put it in my dumps outside, but I went outside in the snow, because I'm from up north, y'all in Michigan, and I took it and put it in my neighbor's dumpster. Make sure I ain't going to get it there.
Okay.
Okay, because we all garbage pickers. We do. Everybody in here, can't nobody in here say there ain't no garbage picker. I'm talking naturally as well as spiritually. I'm talking mentally as well as emotionally. I'm talking, why? Because we keep going to the past. That's garbage. Oh, Jesus. We are garbage pickers, and then we pick out only what we think is valuable. He had me to preach a sermon about hidden treasures. We take all this old stuff and we put it in treasures. This is what he showed me. We put it in that big treasure. I know them old treasure boxes that had the hump on top. My grandmama had one. Had the hump on top, and you could put more stuff in there, even all the way to, because you got more room. And so he said we put it all in there, and then we go and we bury it. We bury it and put an X on it, so we can know exactly where it's at. Then when something else happened, we go and open up that treasure box and we be like, oh, this happened then and that happened and this still happening and such. And so we start embracing that stuff. We start embracing it and we treasure these hurts. We treasure these pains. We treasure these old experiences and all this stuff that has caused us to get into a place of being yoked. I'm not linked into that no more. My treasure box is empty. Did you hear what I say? I thought it was empty a long time ago. I just read it. It ain't like I pretended, because I thought that I was healed, delivered, and set free from my uncle that molested me. I was molested 3 different times at 3 different ages by 3 different men. But the first man was my uncle. And the Lord had me to pray for that man, which I didn't even want to do. My mama set me up. Talk about come up here to the house. I was coming up there and she said, no, I'll come now. Knowing that he was going to be going back out of town later. She going to send me. I said, I walked in there. Now, mind you, I'm praying, prophesying, preaching, teaching, doing all that, what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. And when I walked in there, I instantly got so angry. I said, Mama, why did you call me up here loud too? And he was sitting over there, and I ain't even care. I said, Mama, why did you call me up here for to pray for you and all this and all that? Because you knew if I had to know that he was here, I would not have even came up here. Who wants to see a pedophile? I was loud, called him out, didn't care. Intentionally hurt him. Wasn't that malice? I'm just saying. Did I stop talking about his ass? I'm talking about his ass. I wanted to be known because his new girlfriend was there. Now, I'm just saying. How I thought that my treasure was empty. How I thought that I was healed. And so the lady said that she was fit to go. He walked her out there. Now, mind you, he came back in. Now, I ain't tell y'all he was a minister too, did you? No, I ain't tell y'all that. Okay, yeah, girl. So he came back in after he walked up to the car, and he walked up to me, and this is what he said to me. He said, the Lord said that I should ask you to pray for me. I say, who? The Lord ain't told you that, because I'm a prophet. I know he didn't told me. Now, that was a lie. I lied to myself. Why? Because of my thoughts. Come on, y'all. Come follow me. From the past. Of my thoughts, or what I thought that had kept me in what? Bondage. That yoked me. I was committing suicide, but God was trying to free me. I didn't know that he was trying to free me. I just thought that he was trying to be funny because he heard my position in God. So I said, okay. And then this is what the Lord told me. The Lord said, if I can make a donkey talk, why he should tell me that? What is a donkey, y'all? Don't say it out loud. Don't say it out loud. He said, I can use whomever I want to. So who am I to say that he didn't say it? Why? Because my heart was so hard and I was so bitter till I could not accept or receive that the Lord was saying to me myself. So he sent who? My enemy. To tell me. And so I looked at him. Said what I said. And then I got ready to walk away. And in the midst of me walking away, I heard in my spirit real loud, I said, pray for him. I say, stopped in my tracks. And I turned around. I said, let me get some oil. And while I was getting the oil, it would seem like humility just overtook me. grabbed my purse and I got the oil and I was mumbling real low. They didn't know I was praying. They didn't hear me. They didn't see my mouth move. You know, I was praying while I was anointing myself. And then I went over there and the Lord said, hold his hands. So I held my, ain't it? I held my hands out and he put his hands inside of me. Baby, and I went in. I prayed for that man like I was praying for me. I prayed for that man like I was praying for my kids. I prayed for him with any and everything in me. And I had my eyes closed because I didn't want to look at him. And when the Lord say, open your eyes. And when I opened up my eyes and looked at him, he had his eyes closed and tears was just running down his face. And all I heard was ching, 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 chains breaking. That's all I heard was chains and links breaking. And then when I got through praying, the Lord said, now leave quickly. I went over there. I told my mama, I said, Mama, I love you. I said, Uncle Jim, I love you too, and God bless you. And then I grabbed my purse, and I was walking out the door. Next thing you know, I started running down the hallway. Seemed like that hallway got longer and longer. I'm running down the hallway, got to the hallway, went outside, got to my car, and I was shaking all over. Literally, in the inside, I felt my nerves shake. I was just shaking. Until I knew I couldn't pull off. I sat behind my car. I sat behind my steering wheel. I grabbed the steering wheel for to try to contain myself because I was shaking so hard. And the next thing you know, this is what the Lord say. He say, now you are free.
Ooh, yes, Lord.
And when he said that, I laid my head back and it seemed like something just lifted up off of me. And I started screaming as loud as I could. And then I opened up my window and prayed and rebuked and bind all them spirits that I released. See, these are the things that's down in the inside of us that we have not forgiven, that we have not let go, that we have not got past, that we have not even acknowledged, and we sure ain't confessed it. These are all the things that got us into that place of holding on to the old. But in me releasing that thing, I was able to attend a family reunion again and didn't smirk. I was able to talk to him again. And he called and said, could you pray for me? You know this, such. I need you. I was able to address him with kindness. See, we want to embrace the new today. Don't y'all know that was something new to me? So that thing that was concerning me, God had to perfect it. So in me going through that experience, I had to face something else that was going to perfect me in being more kind. So I won't hold on to that bitterness. So every time, I don't care how much a situation or a circumstance happened in your life, it's something that concerns you that God is perfecting. Why? To make you in his own image. To forgive the unforgivable. To accept the unacceptable. It's unacceptable to accept that disrespect. But I'm going to accept it. And I'm not going to do it with Ralph. I ain't trying to get no revenge. It's going to be okay. And I'm going to pray for you. But you can't disrespect me if I'm not talking back to you. You can't disrespect me if I'm not acting like you. You're going to start feeling some type of way. The Bible says so. He goes fire on the head. You're going to start feeling some type of way. Because when God starts bringing these things out that you may recognize and see you, you're going to be embarrassed and ashamed. But because you know God, and you confess them. I done came to you and I done apologized. I done said, so in my apology, I done forgave you. Now you gotta forgive you. That's the bondage. I'm gonna say it again. Ain't nobody else gotta do nothing else to us. It's us doing it to ourselves. We wanna release our own selves from the bondage in the inside and forgive that sister, that brother, that father, that uncle, that forgive that enemy, forgive that person that lied, forgive that person that cheated, forgive. You just forgive, and then in the midst of forgiving, release. You got to release. Sometimes you got to scream. Why y'all think I hear y'all screaming all the time? Baby, it works. It helps. It even gives you a different perspective. Because if you accept the truth, it allows you to be able to stand against that Goliath. You'll be able to stand without fear. You'll be able to stand without being rattled. Because that giant stood before David and called him all kind of names, told him what he was going to do, and David ain't say nothing. David waited till he got finished. And then David said, okay, everything you said you're going to do to me, I'm going to do to you. Hold on a minute. And the Bible says he got some rocks out the brook, baby. And he only used one. He wasn't screaming and hollering like that giant. The only thing he said was, everything that you said you're going to do to me, I'm going to do to you. Okay, now, hold on. And that's what happened. And he did it without fear. The Bible did not say that David walked to the giant. The Bible say he ran towards the giant. Sometimes you got to run towards that stuff and simply stand. Stand fast, y'all. Don't return back to that bondage in your mind, in your heart, in that conversation, in that word, in that thought. Stand, y'all. Don't yoke yourself up no more. Today is the day to release. Write all that stuff down on your sheet of paper. Bring it to the altar and start praying for yourself. Because guess what? It's praying time. Y'all know when he do, I'm through. Write this stuff down, y'all. Put it on the altar. Every worry, every problem, every concern, every fear, every tear, any and everything that's hidden down in the inside of your heart, any and everything that's causing you to be discombobulated, a strain on your brain, causing you to be opinionistic, any and everything that's causing you to get angry or have malice in your heart, any and everything that you keep remembering. We don't want to remember no more. We're not going to allow the enemy to keep us in the place of being yoked up.
But the peace I could not find, then I kneeled down to pray. I was praying, help me please. And he said, you don't.
stand us down. Come over here, y'all. Let's make some room on the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Write these things down. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Write down all this stuff on yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Any and everything that got you feeling sad, discombobulated, got you feeling like you're in a place where you can't get rid of some things. Any and everything that's got you in a place of feeling angry and bitter and lost. Any and everything that's got you in that place. We want to let go of all that stuff right now. Because there's so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of thinking and believing that it will or it cannot get better. To get on the altar, y'all. Thank you, Jesus. We want to let go of any and everything that is causing us to get into that place. It's causing us to be in that place. We don't want to hold on to no old hopes. We don't want to hold on to no soul ties, no old ties. We don't want to hold on and be grudging about anything. We don't want to do any of that stuff. We want to be free and we want to be whole. That's what we want. We want to be free and we want to be home. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all listen to these words. Sometimes it's hard for us to hold out. Sometimes it's hard for us to stand. Sometimes it's hard for us to get past. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want y'all to start praying for yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Yeah.
encourage yourself sometimes. Because really, don't nobody know what you know. Ain't nobody went through what you went through. Just hold out. Stand fast. Jesus. Just hold out.
Jesus.
See, what we don't understand is that In order for us to become free, we got to release.
Oh, Jesus.
And don't nobody know what's really going in, going on, or what's inside of our hearts. Don't nobody really know.
Oh, Jesus.
So let me tell y'all this. God is working behind the scenes. I can't see because you've been waiting so long. You've been praying.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
You've been trying.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
And you still trying to figure out, well, Lord, why you ain't done did it yet?
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, doing what you tell me to do, God. I've been trying to follow them instructions.
Yes, Lord.
But it seems like it ain't working.
Yes, Lord.
Changing some things for you.
Oh, Jesus.
So you mean I can't see them right now?
No.
Because
no.
You can't see past.
Yes,
the past.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
You got to first be able to look past that. And that ain't easy. So until you start looking past the past, you won't be able to see what he's doing. I'm here to encourage you today.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to start this song over, y'all.
Jesus.
I want y'all to listen to these words. I told you before, stop trying to figure your thing out. The Lord told me to tell you all ain't lost. Cause I done been through so much, Lord.
And God is working hard behind the scenes. God is working in your life. Working in your life.
See, a lot of things that you're going through is not generational. It's because God gonna get the glory out of your life. Because you should have been dead a long time ago. Stop believing everything the doctor tells you. I don't know why I gotta say that again, but I got to. Stop believing everything the doctor tells you. Stop believing that your life ain't gonna get better physically.
Thank you, Jesus.
The facts don't lie. felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down.
Everybody on the altar got an issue.
I don't know how long you'll feel this.
Everybody got a problem.
Please believe that life is like a movie.
Anybody out there not anoint that's on the altar?
And God is working hard behind the scenes. God is working, working in your life. Yeah.
We ain't got time to be feeling sorry for ourselves, baby. Come on, y'all. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for her healing today. Because it ain't no doctors, it ain't no medicines, no specials, it ain't no machines. Because I keep saying a machine. It ain't no machine. It is God. It is God. I just thank God for the healing and for the extension. It's only one other person that he extended life to, and that was Hezekiah. You mighty special. Sentence from a doctor. Oh, I know. Did I say? Let's talk about Yvette.
Come on.
Because they told me I would never be here where I'm at today. I was 34 years old. I'm 56 today. And the Lord told me right here. I'm not gonna heal you, but I'm gonna make you whole. Won't he do it, baby? So I know he's able and capable of doing it. Because he didn't just do it one time or two times, and he did it four times for me. I'm talking about for me. So man can't tell me when I'm gonna die. Or how long I got. He don't know. God is the one to hold life and death in his hands. He said, I pray that you may have life and have it in abundance. Abundance life. Oh, you something special, baby. He gave you an extension. Don't nobody know. What is your name? I don't even know your name, baby. What's your name? Kizzy. I won't forget your name. That's my cousin, baby. Spelled with two Z's. Not S's. I-E. So listen to me, y'all. God is able. He able to fix that. Stop worrying about your mama so much. Yeah. See, I got to, because she's, yeah. It ain't gonna always be like this. I promise you. What you want from God, you can get right now. Right now. We ain't gotta wait. Because he didn't open up the door. All we got to do is stand fast and believe. Say it, girl, believe. Stand fast and believe. He said, be it unto you according to what you believe. Yeah, I've been waiting. Lord, you said you was going to do this, and I've just been waiting. I'm just waiting on you to believe it. Believe it, and you'll receive it. You ain't got to keep thinking about it. Because if you believe it, you done already forgot about it because you know he going to handle it. You know he going to handle it. He done already handled it. How about that? He done already handled it. Did y'all hear me? Come on, somebody. Get out of here and clap a praise. I know that he is able. See, we always want stuff microwavable and right quick. I remember he told this young lady right here because she got a hearing impairment. And so the Lord told me to tell her, I said, the Lord said, he gonna heal you. You gonna hear again. Every time you go to the doctor, your hearing is gonna get better and better and better. So she came in, this was a few years ago, she came in, she said, Pastor, I went to the doctor and the doctor said that my hearing had got better by 30%. And then she came in again and said, and now, do you got a hearing aid, girl? On that ear. What about this ear? Could you hear him in that ear? Not too much. How much? 40%. Well, she had no hearing in it. It was no hearing in that left ear. Now she got 40%. See, God got to get the glory out of what he's doing. Come on.
The way.
That's why I say stand fast. God is able. He is able to heal even your broken heart.
Yes, Lord.
Just believe.
Yes.
Just believe. That's it. Be it unto you according to what you believe.
Yes, Lord.
While you can't see him working, baby, he working.
Yes.
He working. He doing some things that man ain't capable of doing. Because I don't care how much you try to get over something, you can't heal yourself. I'm talking about that broken heart.
Yes,
Lord. I don't care how much you try to not think about it, a nerve pill ain't going to make you stop.
Okay.
It's just not. I don't care how you try to substitute with a person or a thing or stuff. That don't work either. It don't work, do it. It don't work. That emptiness and that void, can't nobody feel you but God. So I tell you guys today, it won't always like this.
Come on, pal.
The Lord will perfect that concerns you. Did you hear me? Sooner or later, listen to this lady right here.
Can we just say that?
Just listen to this lady.
Listen.
Is it sooner or later?
What she say to wait, right? You might not can't see it right now. And you may not understand it. Right now, but all things work out for our good, especially if you love him. I love God. Like Mary Mitzel, I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. And I know sooner or later, because I believe. I believe God and everybody else is a liar. That's it and that's all. I just believe God. Anybody believe God? Just say, I believe God.
I believe God.
If we just stand on his word, baby, everything will be manifested that he promised you.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I promise you. Everything that he said, everything that he ever spoke, Because everything that he says, yes and amen. He can't lie. He ain't like us. He can't lie.
Yes, Lord.
He's not a liar.
He's not a liar.
I'm trying to find this one song for y'all. And y'all can go back to y'all seat. Here it go. I just believe God.
If you believe that, lift up your hands and just say, I believe God.
Do you believe God?
I believe God. What he said is truth.
I believe God.
He always comes through.
That man ain't let me down, y'all. Never. I believe God. I believe God and everything that he's saying. You may be seated. While you going back to your seat, go back to your seat with this on your mind. I just believe God. Because I believe God. I believe God for me, you, him, her, they, we, all of us. And what he said is true. I believe God. I believe God.
I believe God.
I believe God. Choose to believe. Ain't nobody gotta make me. They ain't gotta pump me up. They ain't gotta convince me, and they sure don't need to pay me, baby. I believe God. I believe everything that he say.
I believe God.
I believe he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. I believe that there's nothing impossible with him. I believe by his stripes I'm healed. Yeah, I believe God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Jesus. I believe God. So if you believe God, don't allow yourself to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage in your mind. That's the old stuff. The new may be unfamiliar, but embrace the new and release the old. That old thought, that old attitude, that fear, that resist, release it all. The doubt, the shame, the guilt, all this stuff. Every word.
I would choose to believe.
God for myself. Do you believe God for yourself?
There comes a time in every believer's life that your faith will be tested.
Don't y'all know in our experiences that God be taking us from faith to faith and from glory to glory? That's what it all is for him. That we may be able to stand fast. I hope it was something I said on today to encourage you guys. The name of the sermon is embrace the new and release the old to change. Thank you for your word, God. Oh God, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for being in our presence. We thank you for your spoken word, your written word, God, your prophetic word. We thank you on today, Father God, and we believe you. We receive it. We stand on your word today, God. In your son Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I love the Lord so much and I won't take it back. I thank God for any and everything that he's doing. I thank him for the hope and even for the restoration, God. I do. I love the Lord so much and I won't take it back.